Start in about 30 seconds from Amar of Chista, Mem Gimel Amad Beis. That's why I think we were. You can't even tell me anymore. I'm so good to my Rabbeinu. Soon you're going to make me better than my Rabbeinu, then I'll be in trouble. Dr. Begumar, Amar of Chizdamarat. Nishta writes this, so I'll be made in Batamalai. That if a father is missing, even though he says Nishta writes, the Mepharshim Smigani means any bone the size of a Sa'ira. If it's missing, it's Eina Batamalai. Now, the Radvaz, I mentioned this before, asked the Kasha, why did he pick Nishta Raishai? And he says four terutzim, but the bottom line is it doesn't make a difference which bone. My time on Mekwala Aviv is Manshu Shalom, below is Manshu Chaser. It has to be the same father that died. If it's the father is missing a piece, he can't be Metamet. Amalei Muna Ma'atakalus of a Paksadar, but the guy's walking in Harlem or in Huff, in a place where it's dangerous, a valley of Arvus. Upaska Gambal Raishi, the Gemara's having mina is, if he needs to be. If it has to be a mace that shalem, so that would exclude can I trouble you for a cup of cold water? And it would exclude a mace mitzvah also. So he's going to leave him there. Amalei mace mitzvah gamrut. Hashir shalem b'achrini mechayev b'avim lechotzke. He might not be aviv because aviv k'shu shalem, but he's no different than any other mace mitzvah. And by mace mitzvah, there is no restriction of having to have a complete body the way he died. Frank the Gemara by mace mitzvah, but Tanya is a mace mitzvah koshen lechayev. There's no relatives. There's two pshatim in the rush. One is that he doesn't have relatives, and number two is that he can't scream. And people, the shaila is, the Gemara's translation is, Kaire v'acherim oidem. Who is Kaire? Thank you. Who is Kaire? Is Kaire going on the mace? If he would call, he has relatives to answer him. Or is Kaire going on the one who finds him? V'acherim oidem. Makes no difference. The bottom line is that this is not a mace mitzvah because there's a son. But a mace mitzvah is like bra. Even though he can't do it, but the bottom line, he has a son, so he's not a basement. So the mark, even the us, we are commissioned to come from dummy. Son is not a factor here because he can't be a matame, and he's in a robe where there's nobody else to get. So Mamele, he's a basement. And from here to Rush brings Uriah that, of course, if there's another option, the claim can't be matame or basement. Can't be matame or basement. Mesve, lo yutama. It says lo yutama, lo matama vein matame leverel. It's extra words. It says, it already said, these are the ones that give him a comment, so what's Lo Yitama? So it's interesting because the Gemara brings two drushes seem to be for the same thing, Aviv and Lo Yitama. It's not clear what each one is adding to the other, but it teaches us he came in the time of Aviv. Avo, and this is the problem, the Kasha, Magzor Alatim Kisaira. If he was Matama to Aviv, and then there's an etzim kasaira left, he can be metamet, which means that if he was ready metamet with sharagov, he can be metamet to another piece, right? Lava member di mech supporta. Isn't that my machshava etzim kasaira? Lava member di mech supporta, right? That if it's missing a piece, he can be metamet. Dr. Gemara lahi Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a love metamet vein metamet leivorim. And again, the Rishonim speak out that it doesn't mean he can be Metamel Eber Menameis, because there's no difference Eber Menachai and Eber Menameis. It means by Chazara, which means that he, it was the father was missing a piece, right? He was Metamel to the father. He can go back and get that extra piece.
No matter when it was missing?
What?
Matter when it was missing from his body, pre-death or after death?
Well, pre-death, everybody holds to give him a time with his father missing a piece.
But that piece that he's storing...
Right, that would matter too, because... No, I don't think it would matter, no.
So is this arguing out of business as well?
Yes, because it's saying that he can go be Matamba to a neighbor. if he was metame to the rest of the body.
So Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda argue there,
were they? Rav Yehuda is a Tana. Rav Chisda is an Amora, but it's a machlokes tanoim. The Gemara is going to bring the other Tana at the end. It's a machlokes tanoim. Right. So I think my writer. But Tanya Rabbi Kana, Rabbi Blessed of Yaakov, long time of Vedim, time of Vera, probably Zayas Menames. Zayas Netzel, that's the liquid. I don't know exactly how he translated it. Uxai, Molly Tarbid Rekav, a shovelful, a big spoonful of rottage. What? Decomposed body. Luckily, time of the Shadra, the Gaikas, or Binyana, or Binyana, to the Shadra and the skull, and to most of the minion, and most of the minion, Ziva Martale, and Maisla Kosim to Macheras. And it could be metamed to the most of the minion and most of the thing. Yachul Eitama, Lashadra, Gagayas, Rav, Yonah, Rav, Yonah, Shacharim. How about others? Meaning other relatives? We brought a plastic by sister. Machais, Miachene, Shagupa, Tolibah, Metamed, Lashadra, Gagayas, Rav, Yonah, Rav, Yonah. I've called Shagupa, Tolibah, who metamed, Rav, Lashadra, Gagayas, Rav, Yonah, Rav, Yonah. Right. And for the Gemara, how he, Rav, Yonah, Rav, Yehudah, he, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's the one that says, you can be metame to Rav Binyanai and Rav Minyanai. Right. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Frank the Gemara. And Rav the Amar, Kiai Tana, the Tanya Maisha Shemais Abim Shem Yitzchuk Beginzik, Bob Vaidu Lacha Shalishanim, right? Bob Vaishal Rabbi Shahuva Ben Alisha, the Dalit Skaidim Shem, my Rabbi Love, Ibis Manchu Shalom, Love Ibis Manchu Chasser. And by 3 years, the assumption was that the body was Chasser, so you cannot remove it, cannot move it. So that's the Tana. Here's your Tana. Here's Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and Dalit Skaidim Shimai, they said no.
It's Rav and Rabbi Yehuda?
It's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha.
What's the Rav Dama? Where do we bring Rav from?
Rav Chisda Amar Rav.
Oh.
Look at the Mishnah Vayikra. Shloisha Mina Masur ben Nazir. There are three different things that are asked by Nazir. Hatartuma, Hataglachas, Vayayitim and Agafen. Being metame to a mace, taking a haircut, and anything that comes out of a vine. Chayre betuma betaglachas mebiyaitzim and agafen. Tuma has a severity. Shatuma betaglachas saitzim. Tuma and taglachas have a severity that they undo. Now the truth is, if they have to explain that statement, taglachas doesn't undo. Taglachas just needs a requirement of 30 days of hair, which sometimes will add to the naziris. But sometimes it doesn't, depending how long the Nazirah still has left. As long as you have 30 days left, you're good to go. But Tumma undoes. V'yayitzim and agafen ain't a saiser. Makes no impact at all. Chayma v'yayitzim and agafen betumma v'taglachas. V'yayitzim and agafen l'hutra m'klolai. It never is permitted. No thing permits drinking wine as an usher. V'tumma v'taglachas hutra m'klolai. There are times that it's permitted. V'taglachas mitzvah by mitzayra. V'meis mitzvah by Tumma. So that's a leniency that the two have, that sometimes they're pushed away, whereas Yaitzim and Agafen is never pushed away. It undoes it, and you have to bring a carbon tumah. It's not even Saitzer, it just needs 30 days left. And there's no reason for a carbon.
What was the answer about Kiddush? All you have is wine.
Is that... Well, it's a machlokes b'shayin back on Dabdala and Olive, but the way Tysus and the Rush learned over there, that Kiddush and wine is a drabonon. So therefore, you don't have to make Kiddush and wine, but
derisa. And that's all you had.
So who cares if that's all you had? So don't make Kiddush. Make Kiddush in davening. It's a drabonon. But derisa, you don't need wine. You don't need anything. That's Tyson's Gita. Really, it's three shittas in the Rishayim. One shita in the Rishayim is that Kiddush on wine is a drabana totally. One shita in the Rishayim is that you have to have wine there, but you don't have to drink the wine only midrabana. The third shita is that it's a derisa to drink the wine. That's how the Mepharish learns on Da'at Amar Aleph, and he has all different shita in the Gemara there. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tumah lo yuter miklaloi. Kavuchayim miyayin. Why don't we say tumah should never become mutter? Ma yayin shein nesayt shalei yuter miklaloi. Ma lach wine that doesn't undo it. Never is mutter. Tumah should sister say the dish. Lay tuter miklaloi. It's an extra pasuk. It says that I call nafshus meis lo yavoi. So why did it have to say lovim lo yitama? To tell me that tameis mitzvah could be mitama. V'yayin yutum miklal v'kavuchayim mitama. So why don't we say why it should be mutter b'makom mitzvah? Ma tomi should just serve utum miklala. Yayin shein esay shein edin shutum miklala. Amakom v'yayin b'shecha yazir lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishas. So therefore, it's never mutter. So again, every step of the way is a pasuk. At the end of the day, wine has a leniency and a chumrah. It's never mutter miklaloi, right? That's its chumrah, but it's not saizer at all. That's its kula. But yain yistur sakol kavuchay mitumma. Ma tumah shutum miklalos the seres sakol yain shloim utum miklaloi kol kolchkin shiyistur. For sure it should be saizer. Amakra vayomer mishayin biyplu ki tamei nizray. Tumas is Saras, Vaina Yayin Saisar. So it's a mere plastic. So at the end of the day, wine remains intact. If not Hutta Makwaloi, plastic says, Yayin Vasheh Yazir. It's not Saisar, the plastic says, Kitime Nizrai, and that Yayin doesn't undo it. So it has a plastic for its Kuma, a plastic for its Chumra. Tuma is Saisar, plastic says so Befarish, and it's Hutta Makwaloi. The Gemara is going to ask in a second, why is Tumah Hutter Miklaloi? We should say Tumah is not Hutter Miklaloi. The Gemara is going to ask that, I believe. Yeah, at the end. No, is it going to ask it? Did it ask it already? Right. Why is Hutter Miklaloi? We have a pasuk. Of Vilimah, to tell me the time of the base mitzvah. So again, Tumah is also based on Sukkim. Pasuk says it's Saisin, the pasuk says it's Hutter Miklaloi. So the Kula and the Chumrah are both Sukkim. Friend, the Gemara with the Glachas sisters are called Kavuchayim and Mitumah. Uma Tumah Shli Asim B'Mitame Kim Mitame. The one that makes you Tame is not ever alive. So Sarah says, Hakao, Taglachas Asim B'Megaleach Kim Mitzgalach, which we're going to bring a Pasuk, which is a Chumran Taglachas. And it is your sister, Hakao. Amakrav, Ayam Rishayim Yipul Kitime Nizrei. Tumah says, Sarah says, Hakao, Vein Taglachas Sarah says, Hakao. So Taglachas has its Kula, that it's not Saiser Hakao, from a pasuk, the tumah nasa by mitamikim mitamik kavagayim mitaglachas. Ma taglachas shein is the seres of shloishim asuba megaleach kimiskalach, and we're going to bring a pasuk for that. That the one that gives the haircut is ever alive. Tumah shein is the seres takoil eidah dinchen nasa by mitamikim mitamik. On my craw, the timei reish nizrei, the mitamei reish nizrei. Only the one that does it himself. He's mitamik himself. Not somebody who's metamehim is not over anything. Again, so here is the kula of tumah that it's not metamek and metameh, but it's a pasuk. Why don't we say the kula by taglachas also? Ma tumah she should seres nakoil. Lo yasub a metamek and metameh. We didn't make the metameh like the metameh. Taglachas shein is a seres or shloishim yam like kochkein. Shlei nasim megaleach kimezgalach. Amikra v'tar lo yavra reishai. It doesn't say he shouldn't put the tar. It says tar layaver. Korban layaver who? Layaver lacher. So at the end of the day, taglachas is megaleach kimezgalach. That's a chumrah. It needs 30 days of hair. That's a chumrah. It is chutzah mechlala. That is a kula. And it's not seiser sakol. That is also a kula. Yain is not seiser at all. That's a kula. Yain has a chumrah. It's never chutzah mechlala. Right? That's its chumrah and kula. And tumah has chumras that it's saiser is hakayel, but it has kula, it's hutter mechlala, and the metame is not kimitame. Zog the Gemara weiter. But taglachas loy tutter mechlala, kabuchay miyayi, ma yayi, shayna saiser is hutter mechlala. Taglachas is shaseres, ain't a dinch loy tutter mechlala. Amar Rachmana Raishai Amar Rachmana Skeinai, that essence like a life essa and it's what to McClellan. The Glock is like this to Clow, Kabakai and Biyayan. My eyes look to McClellan and it's like it's not so at all. The Glock is what to McClellan and it didn't like this time. Being a Gibbusar, it's not Taisa Taki, you just need hair, go like him. Biyayan used to slice him down Kabakai and the Glock. My the Glock is what to McClellan is Sarah, the eyes look to McClellan and she is time. And for the Gemara, it's not so, sir. Many of you time, I'm from Gibbon, sir. I'm sorry, there's no halacha of going abstaining from wine for 30 days. The halacha says, the hair, you need hair of 30 days to do the mitzvah or the chiyav of taglachas.
Is that called
so,
sir, or not?
Yes and no. It depends what your Webster translation of so, sir, is. If so, sir, means it undoes, it doesn't undo a thing. If so, sir, means it can add to your nazirus, yes, it does sometimes. It's a chumrah, the fact that you need 30 days of hair. The word seitzer, which the Mishnah uses for taglachas, is really not the clear definition of seitzer. Seitzer means undo. Right? Nilka Shabbos, seitzer doesn't mean add to the building. Seitzer means undoes. It undoes his hair, and therefore he needs 30 days of hair. Not the Mishnah right. Taglachas tuma ketzas. How did they do taglachas tuma? Yemazo b'shlishu b'shvi paraduma. Remember, only tumas meis affects another. Megaleich b'shvi. Tumas mitzayra puts him in hold, but he doesn't have to redo anything. Megaleich b'shvi, or maybe kabbanaisa b'shmini. Megilach b'shmini, maybe kabbanaisa by beyayim diver b'kiva, because he's completely tahar. There's no reason that he has to have to wait to the day after Taglachas. I'm going to have a Mabed Ella Mitzaira. I'm going to have a Rasa Tulia Biyamav. Mitzaira Talusa Tulia Taglachta. Notice the order. By Nazir it says he goes to the Mikvah and then does Taglachas. That means his Tara is finished. By Mitzaira says he does Taglachas and then goes to the Mikvah. That means Taglachas is part of the Tara process. Then you may be caught again with more of a Shemesh. Therefore, since it's part of the Tara process, he has to wait till the sun sets after the Tara process, which means he would have to come bring the carbon on day 9. Kibla minay, I like Kibla minay. Did Reb Tarfon accept it? Tashamad, the Tani Hill, Gilag Bashmini, maybe Kabinaisa Bichi. If he takes a haircut on the 8th, he begins talking about Nazir. Even though we don't see that he's talking about Nazir, the Rush said we knew he was talking about Nazir. If he's talking about Kibla minay, I like the Kabinaisa Bishmini. Amarava loy kasha, hada tabu Bishmi, hada loy tabu Bishmi. That case of the price of Gilag Bishmini really means he was Taivu Bishmini. Okay, it's the answer that the price is not talking about he was Taivu Bishmini. I'm Rabbi Yachsinu Lacharid Rav Nassim Bar Eishia. I found Rav Nassim Bar Eishia's friends, the Yassim Eklamri, a ball of Ne'ashem al Pesach Ayomayad, when the son of Malakayim, which seems to indicate that he can walk into Mach Nilavia, because he comes all the way to Pesach Ayomayad, which is Shar Niknar again. That's not the literal translation of Pesach HaYomayit. Pesach HaYomayit has him at the door of the Beis HaMikdash, which he can't walk into. He's a Bechus Kippurim. At least he has to bring a carbon, right? But it says over here, by a Zav, he comes on Pesach HaYomayit, which means he's allowed to come to Shar Niknar. And the son of Malachi, Emechai Hubal, when can he come on day 8? It's my Shul Tavah V'as the Harav Shabbos. And Loi Tavah V'as the Harav Shabbos Loi. But he cannot come in on day 7. Just like a Zav is restricted from Machni Leviya, so a Tuyayim of a Zav is also restricted from Machni Leviya. After the Tarif Shemesh, then he can go into Machni Leviya. The thing is, they don't differentiate between a Tuyayim that's also a Mechus Kippurim and a Tuyayim that's not a Mechus Kippurim. And the truth is, there's logic to that. A Mechus Kippurim can walk into Machni Leviya. He walks in the next morning when he's a Mechus Kippurim. The day before he can't walk in because he didn't have Erev Shemesh yet. So what should it make it? Mechus Kippurim doesn't interfere with his ability to walk in. So why can't he walk in the day before? Because he's a Tvoyai. So why should it make a difference whether he also is a Mechus Kippurim? That doesn't interfere with his walking in. And Mechus Kippurim can walk into Mach Nilavir. It's only that he can't come in the day before because he's a Tvoyai. Why should it make a difference if it's also or only? The Mechusa Kippurim part doesn't do anything as far as his Matna Levi is concerned. But the next morning he walks in, that's what they thought. He proved them wrong. And there he's totally tar. Why? He can walk in as a tummy mate into Machne Leviyah. He has no restrictions. Tanya tummy mates would look this Machne Leviyah, like tummy mates about, so it makes that way. So you see that Petachai Omayyad is not to tell me that now he's allowed to walk in and not before. Petachai Omayyad is to tell me something else by Nazir. That he has to take the haircut. But the Petachai, what does he say it comes for? The Rush? What do we need the Petachai Omayyad by? Says it's the way the plastic sucks. So Elam Abaya to Yanchazav Kazav Elav Kazav Dami the Gemara's Gairus. But Lachi given the Mechusa Kippurim Loyayo. The reason he can't come in is because he's a Tzvu Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim. Frank the Gemara be Machna Leviya Koyah My Koyah Loyayo Mayan. Remember Mahas Mechusa Kippurim Loyayo Aflo Machna Leviya and I'm Mechusa Kippurim Loyayo. The reason it calls the Petachai Omayyad, it's really not, is to tell me he has the same restrictions as he would have the day before, as he would have by the actual Machne Shchina. And how do I know that nobody can walk into Machne Shchina? Tanya Tamayir, the Rabbis Tuyayim, Aita Masabai, the Rabbis Mechusa Kippur. There's a little bit of a problem here. A little bit of a problem for me. And that is, if we're not darshaning Petachai Omayyad by Nazir because it's Orchid the Krah, why are we darshaning it by Zav? Even Abaya darshans it, and he says, because he's a Tzvul Yoyim and a Mechusa Kippurim, therefore he can't walk in. But by Nazir, he says, the Pasuk doesn't teach me a thing. So why? He himself learned something from the Pasuk of Zav. The only difference is he learned it because it's both. So I don't understand. He comes and says, from Nazir, you see, the Petachai Omayyad doesn't teach me anything. So then why by Zav does it teach me something? I have no shot in that myself. I just don't understand it. Dr. Mishnah Weitzer. Gaglachas Tahara Ketat. Hoy may be Gimu Behemoth, Chatas Oilu Shlomim. Vishaykhin is Ashlomim Megalei Chalea. Shechted the Shlomim, and he did Taglachas. Divrei Rebbe. Divrei Yehuda. Vazuraimer, because that way he did the Shlomim first. And the reason we know that is because it says to send the hair, tachas, day, to cook the hair under the thing. Since it says to cook the hair under the thing, is a ride that they did the shlomim first. And I found a Gemara in Zvachim yesterday that says the source of Gilach Achas Mishlostim Yatza. Got the pasuk. It was a pasuk that we learned out from the Gilach Achas. Remember, Menashe, I remember slipped the mind. The Gemara brings a pasuk. How do I know Gilach Achas Mishlostim Yatza? So the Gemara brings a pasuk for Gilach Achas Mishlostim Yatza. Mama slipped my mind. I was happy because I found a pasuk for this Mishnah, which I didn't know what the source was. I don't think anybody here brings it on the side. But the Gemara in Zvachim, on Umbeza Malalov, brings a pasuk of how do I know that Gilach Achas Mishlostim Yatza. Lean Adam, I'll look it up as soon as I finish the Gemara.
That's where you're holding the Daf
Yomi? Exactly. Yes, they have holding on that Daf by Daf Yomi. Correct. Assuming I'm a Yelimer, Hey, we give a behemoth like Pirish, Rui Lachatas to Garb. Chatas, Layla to Garb, Layla to Shlomo to Garb. Shlomo because it's automatic, because a Kevis comes for Ayla and Kivsa comes for a Chatas, and an Ayo comes for Shlom. Tan Rabban Megillah Hanazim Petach Ayo Mayit. Shlom Makos Medaber. Shlemah Veshochot Petach Ayo Mayit. Atan Shlom Makos Medaber and a Petach Ayo Mayit. Mamish. Maybe means he shaved in the Azara. Takes a haircut in Azara. I'm Kain Darach Bezayinu. Biachai made a Tzarach. I can prove it to you that we're Machpelam Bezayin. Haram Metayrele Salva Malos Amizbechi Kavuchaim Lederach Bezayin. But you can't cook in the Azara, because it's Tarek B'Zayin. The Rosh has a question. Manasseh, if you have to bring a rye for here, then why don't you have to, who says you can't cook in the Azara? And it could be Mavasu, by the way, anywhere in Yerushalayim. They usually did it in the Lishkas Nazirim, but it was mutter to cook it anywhere in Yerushalayim. He learned that halacha, that the door has to be open. The word nazir. Why? And we undo her hair. She's all made up. The site is not. Let me look up that Gemara. Wait 1 minute.
So given Shizuri?
Yes.
You can put Megaleach right there at the Pesach?
What's he say? No, he didn't say that, does he? Yeah, it's mashma for him that he holds you could be. No, he doesn't say you have to be there.
But it's no Bazaar. He doesn't hold the Bazaar.
Right. Doesn't seem to hold. There's no Zvach. Look at you. That's missing here too.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Not Numbeg, by mistake. Then hey. Yeah, a hekis from Shlomim to Chatas. The Torah put Shlomim next to Chatas to teach me that just like you can malay on Shlomim, you can malay on Chatas. Thank you.